MEOTA, Saturday, October 22, was the date for the annual harvest threshing scene at the home of Jim and Louise Doom, southwest of Meota. The main operator was Maurice Ducharme from Meota. A good-sized crowd turned out to watch the binder making oat sheaves, and then the stooking and threshing with a rubber-tired, 1948 John Deere machine which separated the oats from the straw. For seniors, it brought back memories of the way they used to do it, and appreciation from the young folks for today's modern equipment. The tractor used to run the thresher machine was a John Deere D from 1948, once owned by Maurice's grandfather. Any old-timer likes the putt-putt sound of this particular tractor. On hand, too, was a 29-model Chevrolet car. Maurice gave rides to several visitors throughout the day. Maurice has done a remarkable job refurbishing this old car. It's a beauty. To top it all off, they offered coffee to everyone. There was a lot of visiting among the crowd all afternoon, which was cool but bearable. I hope other folks appreciated the effort behind such an undertaking, as my granddaughter and I did. Gwen Lacerti kindly took Sonia and I out to the Doom farm for the threshing demo. We enjoyed it immensely, and Sonia was so happy to learn about this operation she had never heard of before. She lives in Calgary, so is not a farm girl. The icing on the cake was her ride in the 29 Chev car. What a gray day this Sunday is, however, for my granddaughter driving home to Calgary, it's much easier on the eyes. Knowing Calgary got about 8 inches of snow already makes the drive more interesting, but the roads will be okay. Tabor reports a couple inches and we know it will all be gone tomorrow. So winter is on the way. What a blessing to see the newly painted white and yellow lines on the highway, all the way from Meota to North Battleford. The safety factor is increased many times. Those of us who watch Access Television were disappointed to not have access to the curling the past few days, but that's just the way it is. The Bridge Players met Thursday, October 20 for a noon lunch and their annual meeting. They had 4.5 tables playing, with A and B rankings. Section A winners were, first, Gene Laws and Fraser Glenn, second, David Sharp and Vern Iverson, and third, Maureen Campbell and Eric Kalbeck. In B section top were Mary Phelps and Jerry Craig, and second were Catriona Winterholt and Albert Blaise. Canasta was played at the Dew Drop in Friday with a good turnout of 5 tables in play. The extra 2 played singly. The top score went to Cora Christensen and Lillian Serenko. Second were their opponents Sonia Bouvier and Linda Ard. Third were Viviane Lesko and Eric Kalbeck. It was a great gathering with coffee and lunch offered, too.